Saturday morning on 5 Live with Christian O'Connell. Call 0500 909 693. Text 85058. Email christian@bbc.co.uk.
I'm quite happy to let this play out, to be honest. On the line now. Oh, we haven't got him up early. We should have Noddy Holder. Good morning, Noddy.
Hi, Christian. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Listen, Noddy, thank you so much. We haven't got you up early. I'd imagine
he's... You have got me up early.
What?
Actually. I usually have a bit of a lie-in on a Saturday morning.
Do you?
I do.
What do you normally get up to at the weekend these days, Noddy?
Well, it varies from weekend to weekend. Funnily enough, today... I had a baby grandchild born yesterday, so later on this morning I'm going over to the hospital to see my new baby grandchild.
You must be so proud. What do you got, a granddaughter or grandson?
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter. That's great news.
Yeah.
Granddad Noddy.
What a cool granddad you'll be.
Yeah. Those bedtime stories.
I'm really good, thanks.
I haven't seen you for a long time, have I?
It's been a while.
Hang on, what's going on with you two? Oh,
you're quite tight. We've been on
several boozy lunches, me and Noddy.
Have you?
Many times. When she used to work in Manchester, I used to see her all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
You used to go for lunch at 12 and you'd still be there at 8 o'clock.
Was this at the radio station you used to work at, Century?
Yeah, I used to work there. Lindsay used to work at another station in the city.
So you used to hook up and get drunk together, basically?
Yeah. Very often.
It's like Northerners reunited.
Love it.
Well, congratulations, Grandad Noddy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Now, you've got to tell us about this... I'm fascinated by this Teach First project you've been involved in.
Well, it's a thing that was set up a few years ago, and it's... they train teachers to go around the country and be aspirational and inspirational. It's sort of a more extended thing of what teachers normally do, and they do have normal teachers on the training course, but... For a week, a couple of weeks ago, they asked people from other walks of life, not just musicians or TV people or anything like that, they asked them to go out and give a talk about their career aspiration, inspiration, how they started out. And I went back to a school in my hometown of Walsall in the West Midlands, only about 3 miles from where I grew up as a kid. And I went and gave them a talk on the media, really, because the media was one of the main things that I know about. So I talked to them about the music business, the TV business, the radio business, and sort of tried to put them on the right track of it's not all just about appearing on X Factor or Britain's Got Talent or something like that. There's a lot of other things in the media to be done, sort of, if they were interested in hairdressing, for instance. There's a lot of outlets in the film industry or the TV industry to be a hairdresser or a makeup artist, stylist, things like that. So the other side of the coin, stuff that they probably wouldn't realise, the jobs they could get in the media industry.
So you went back and spoke to what classrooms of teenagers? 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And how did you find it? Was it good fun?
It was excellent. I mean, it was a bit slow to start with because... I don't think they knew what to make of me. they obviously all knew me from the Christmas song, of course. So they all knew I was from that. But most of them knew me from my later work in things like the Grimleys, which I played a school teacher in that anyway. And I was in Bob the Builder, so a lot of the kids knew me from that more so than from my Slade days, really.
Did you?
But gradually, I saw a look of enlightenment, if that's the word, coming over their faces as the lesson went on. Because most of them, as I went round the class asking them questions and that, most of the kids hadn't got a clue where their lives are going, which I suppose you haven't at 12 years old. They hadn't got a clue what they wanted to do later in life. I found it very strange asking them things like, what do you really love doing? Because I tried to explain to them, it's terrible to go to work every day if you're working from early in the morning till early evening, and you're actually going to a job every day that you don't like. It must be terrible living your life like that, going to a job that you hate. So I was asking them what sort of things they love so that they could go into that field to work, and then it don't feel so much like going to work.